Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. Welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And tonight's topic is going to be about hormone supplements. So I'll be talking more about that in a minute. First, I'll tell you where I am. Today, right now, I'm live at the WABC studio right on the top of Madison Square Garden. And you can reach me at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show at my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. So let's talk about hormone supplements. But before we do, I'm going to just talk about why I'm going to be talking about this tonight. And I've had several shows where I talk about the benefits of hormone replacement for men, and I've talked about the benefits of hormone replacement for women, and some of those benefits for both men and women include better heart health, better bone health, and overall even better brain health, and more importantly, you just feel great. So you feel great, and it's overall better for your health. And really, the part of my practice approach is a realization that while we all will inevitably be aging, okay, the opportunities to age gracefully and to age healthily are so much better than a generation ago. There's so much more knowledge, and I don't mean just that we have all these medicines that treat heart disease and high cholesterol and all these kinds of illnesses. What I am talking about is just knowledge about how our metabolism works and how we can improve our metabolism so that we are feeling better and feeling better for both our short-term feeling great, having more energy, and feeling overall just wellness. The opportunity for wellness to I would call it our health span. So we've had improvement in our lifespan, but what we're going to be seeing, I think, over the next 20 to 30 years is improvement in the wellness span or the health span. So we're going to have good health for much more longer period of time if we pay attention to those kinds of aspects of our health that we can take care of, such as hormone replacement, as I've mentioned, such as better diet, such as good exercise program. And these are all things available to all of us to not just live longer, but to live better. So that opportunity is there for us. And it's a matter of looking at the information that's out there and really following people that you can trust to guide you on this way of living better. So let's talk about some hormone supplements, okay? And what I mean by hormone supplements is what I'm going to be talking about are different hormones that the body makes but that are easily available as supplements. So most of these you can get over the counter, though I do recommend working with some type of physician or clinician to guide you through what's the best way to take these supplements. So let's talk about DHEA, and we're also going to be talking about melatonin and vitamin D. So DHEA, it's an acronym or a abbreviation for dehydroepiandrosterone, and that's why we say DHEA, because that's a mouthful. But the DHEA itself is it's a hormone that is made in the adrenals, and it's also made in some of the it's made in the sex organs as well. And the DHEA has a wide range of benefits. It has benefits among the adrenal hormones or adrenal functions, and it has benefits among sexual hormones as well. So it really has it's a very versatile type of hormone. And so it has a wide range of benefits. So on the adrenal side, it has immune benefits, and it has sexual benefits, even cardiac benefits. So DHEA has been shown on the cardiac, from the cardiac perspective, it reduces visceral fat and decreases platelet aggregation. So the higher one's DHEA, the lower their risk of heart disease. So it's good to get a good DHEA level. And the way you can do that is with supplementation. So by decreasing visceral fat, that helps reduce the body's inflammation. And again, by decreasing platelet aggregation, that reduces the risk of cardiac disease, of heart disease. So immune modulation is very interesting because DHEA has been shown in many studies to actually treat lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disease. And as an autoimmune disease, it's considered to be where the body fights itself. I have different theories on that, which I'm not going to get into, but I can tell you that lupus is the one disease that was tested the most, but DHEA is going to have an effect, and because it has such a good effect on the immune system, it's going to modulate almost any autoimmune disease. So anyone with an autoimmune disease should get their DHEA levels up. In fact, there's even FDA approval of a DHEA product that I don't believe is any different than other DHEA products, other than this went through the studies to get the FDA approval to be able to say it actually fights autoimmune disease, specifically lupus. So with DHEA, there's a decrease in what are called these pro-inflammatory cytokines. So we're reducing inflammation with DHEA, and that's going to help with any of those autoimmune conditions. And anyone with those autoimmune conditions knows how devastating those can be. Another nice benefit of DHEA is it's anti-proliferative. What does that mean? It means that it can help prevent cancer. And how does that work? Well, by reducing proliferation of cells, that's one of the underlying mechanisms of cancer. And so by reducing that proliferation, cancer is prevented. And what's interesting is that when someone has a low DHEA, they're more likely to be depressed and they're more likely to be fatigued, very tired. And one of the mechanisms of that could be the incidence of adrenal insufficiency or adrenal exhaustion. And when that adrenal exhaustion occurs, the fatigue and the depression set in. We could do a whole show on the adrenals, but I just want to give you that bit of information, how the DHEA itself, being related to the adrenals, can be tied to fatigue, can be tied to depression. And by supplementing it, that improves depression and improves one's energy level. Interestingly, for women, DHEA cream, if they don't want to take it orally, can help with vaginal dryness and can help improve lubrication. So it has positive sexual benefits for women. And it actually improves libido in women, and that's with orally or the cream. And the way that works, in fact, some of the DHEA, if a woman takes a lot of DHEA, a small amount of it might be converted to testosterone as well, which is interesting, and that also has a positive effect on libido. For men, DHEA has been shown to help with erectile dysfunction. So again, DHEA is very versatile. It has positive immune benefit, positive cardiac benefit, positive sexual benefits, even improves bone density. So DHEA has many positive effects that can really improve one's health. So because I've used it for many of my patients is arthritic pain. And that's because DHEA has again, that immune modulation and inflammation reducing. So pain can often be helped, fatigue is helped, and energy is improved. So DHEA is a phenomenal type of treatment in that regard. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm at the WABC studio on top of Madison Square Garden. So you can reach me at the studio here if you'd like to call in at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can reach me at the office after the show, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. So again, you want your DHEA, if you're a man, you want your DHEA level to get into the 500s up to 600s, great. For women, get your DHEA over 200 and you're going to feel great. It's a supplement available, but I recommend you monitor your blood level and you do that with a clinician, physician, and I'd be happy to work with you in that way. So again, Dr. Warren Slayton, I just want to share with you, you know, again, the emphasis on tonight's show, I'm talking about the hormone supplements, but the underlying theme of the show is that by taking good care of yourself, you can really improve your health, both for how you feel now and for your long-term health. The idea of aging, aging is inevitable, right? But you can age well and thrive well into older age because so many opportunities are available to us and so much knowledge is available to us being acquired on a day-to-day basis in terms of how you take care of yourself with good nutrition, good health, and a good hormone replacement program. So the next hormone I'm going to talk about is melatonin, and melatonin is a hormone. I know many of us have heard of it because we know of it. If anyone's had sleep trouble, someone invariably has told you, "Oh, you should probably take melatonin." Well, melatonin is made by in the brain. It's made by the pineal gland, which is right located adjacent to the brainstem, just. In the directly behind and above the nose, behind the forehead there, and it's deep in the brainstem, and that melatonin decreases with age, and as a result, our sleep decreases. But melatonin has other benefits. Melatonin is not just a sleeping pill. Melatonin is good for the brain. Melatonin helps with mood and energy. It's very good for headaches, and the melatonin even has immune effects. So it's very important that to have good levels of melatonin. Even if you don't have trouble sleeping, you may want to consider melatonin because it's a very strong antioxidant. And anyone with headaches should give melatonin a try. There have been studies, 9 milligrams of melatonin treating migraine headaches. Phenomenal results. Even treating cluster headaches, which are one of the most debilitating headaches around, melatonin has positive effects. Even for the gums, where does that come from? Well, melatonin has good periodontal benefit. I don't know if that's based on its good blood flow, its support of bone health. Melatonin has cardiac benefits. Even for blood pressure, melatonin has been shown to be helpful. And melatonin is tied in with another very strong antioxidant called glutathione. Glutathione is hard to supplement because it doesn't get absorbed orally. There are some sublingual ways to get glutathione. There's IV glutathione, but one of the good ways to stimulate glutathione production is with melatonin. And melatonin also has a role in cancer prevention. There have been studies that show that prostate cancer incidence is reduced, and even some studies in cancer treatment. So melatonin is a really, it's known as the sleep supplement, but it has many other benefits. And for even sleep, some people say, "Oh, melatonin didn't work for me. You know, I took 5 milligrams, I took 10 milligrams. Well, you could take as much as 20 to 30 to 40 milligrams. Again, I recommend working with a clinician or a physician as you get to the higher doses, but melatonin can be very beneficial, can help people get off of benzodiazepines, which can be very sort of addictive. People get tolerant and dependent on these benzodiazepine. With high-dose melatonin, you can transition off of those benzodiazepines. So melatonin is a great option for those with any kinds of sleep trouble, but also just as a supplement to take to improve your immune system, to improve your antioxidant equation, even for cancer prevention, melatonin is a valuable, something valuable to have in your toolbox, or should I say your medicine cabinet, even though it's not a medicine. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me at 201-882-1500 at the office, or you can reach me right now at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And the again, we're the topic tonight is on hormone supplements. And the part of the reason I'm bringing up hormone supplements is just to reinforce the idea that there are so many good ways to take care of your health these days. I just can't emphasize that enough. Ways to basically age better. You know, there's so much knowledge out there in terms of the value of hormones to help with aging better, having more energy during aging, having less heart disease, and better bone health, and better brain health, all with hormone replacement, good diet. You know, there are dietary principles that weren't known 10, 20 years ago that are known today that can really help for your short-term feeling well, long-term health, losing weight, feeling great, having great energy, great sexual function, all with a good common sense approach of hormones, diet, and exercise. And so again, Dr. Warren Slayton, 201-882-1500. So let's talk about vitamin D. And vitamin D, I know we think of it as a vitamin, but it's actually a hormone. Why is it a hormone? It's something the body makes that has a lot of effects. It makes it naturally when we get good sun exposure. And this is a great time of year to build up a natural vitamin D in the New York area because we have so much good sun exposure. But in the winter, it's very hard to get that sun exposure because it's a little colder and the sun is a little further away from us. So it's harder to get sun exposure up here in the New York area with during the winter. But even the summer, it's hard. You know, we all work our jobs, so we're not, and most of those jobs are during the daylight. So it's very hard to get the vitamin D to get the sun exposure to build up our vitamin D naturally. So one of the ways that we can do that is with supplementation. And so vitamin D has a lot of roles. It, besides helping absorb calcium, and it helps calcium get into the bone, and it serves like a transport bus for calcium into the bone. So with vitamin D, we get improved bone density and less bone resorption. What's really interesting is that vitamin D also helps reduce the fall risk in older folks. So you really want your vitamin D level up there. And here's an interesting one that I found interesting. Even overactive bladders help with vitamin D. Macular degeneration, which is a devastating condition, the higher the vitamin D level, the less macular degeneration. So you really want to get your vitamin D level up there. So I'm going to take a bit of a break here to take again, thank you, Doug, but that's not relevant to the show tonight, so we're going to go on and talk about vitamin D. Basically, even dementia is reduced with vitamin D. Depression, mood is improved with vitamin D. Metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance is reduced with vitamin D. It has incredibly a wide range of therapeutic benefits. So what's really interesting is that colon cancer, when the vitamin D level is above 80, there's a 50% decreased risk of colon cancer. So that's pretty cool. that's a pretty good way to reduce your risk of colon cancer with just a simple supplement. Now, most of the patients I see who come in taking vitamin D, they'll be taking a couple thousand units a day, but you get the real benefit once you get to 5,000-10,000 units a day, and that's when you get your vitamin D levels up there. And by getting your vitamin D levels up there, again, you're preventing certain preventing colon cancer, even breast cancer is reduced with high vitamin D levels. When people get cancers, they tend to be less aggressive, such as prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, even renal cancer. With vitamin D levels up there, the cancers tend to be less aggressive. And when you have low vitamin D, you tend to get muscle pain, and it can be potentially just not feeling great. And so a simple supplement like vitamin D can do so much wonders for helping someone feel great. And so, again, it's a matter of simple supplement and monitoring your levels. What's really interesting is there are some studies out there where they give very high doses of vitamin D to treat certain diseases. And the ones that MS, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, treated with high levels of vitamin D. So it's fascinating to see this work being done out there. There aren't a lot of studies with that, but I think the work is going to be developing over the next few years because these are such difficult conditions. And that seems like such a simple intervention. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can call me at the studio here, or you can call me after the show at my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. So again, we have, we've talked about a few supplements. We've talked about vitamin D. We've talked about melatonin. And we've talked about DHEA. All these supplements are available pretty much over the counter. Anyone can get them. I recommend that when you start them, you work with someone like a clinician, a physician, to work with you to optimize the ways to take these safely and monitoring your levels when appropriate. And that's a way of achieving optimal health and also helping you guide you with other types of treatments that are out there, both in terms of improving your diet and improving your overall health. And exercising well, all these things are so great for basically improving your wellness equation. And when you improve your wellness equation, you feel great and you have a greater ability to live well and hopefully live longer, but not just longer, but live well for a longer period of time so you can enjoy aging rather than having to dread aging. And so, again, Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center, 201-882-1500. You can reach me now for the next few minutes at the studio here, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or check out my website, njhormones.com. So I'm just going to wrap it up by summarizing that with these hormone supplements, it's a great way to live well and to live healthy. And again, all these things add a little bit here and a little bit there, and all of a sudden you feel great. And with hormone replacement, such as testosterone for men, estrogen and progesterone for women, thyroid when it's appropriate, can help you feel so well and really enjoy life without being fatigued, have better sexual health, better overall health, and improve your cardiac health as well, and even improve your bone health. So again, it's a great way to take care of yourself. And what I encourage you to do is call my office at 201-882-1500 so I can help you on the road to good health and we can work together to optimize your health and wellness. I'm also going to wish a happy birthday to my father, Ronald Slayton, who turns 80 today. So it's pretty awesome to see that he has taken care of himself and is continuing to take care of himself. So, and he's still working and still playing tennis and is doing great. And basically, he's following good hormone replacement to help achieve his health goals. So again, and you can do this too by calling the Regenerative Healing Center at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. If you want to talk to me after the show, you can call at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Tune in next week's show. 2 minutes left. We'll be talking about the prolotherapy. It's a bit of a change of gears, but it's another way of maintaining and improving your health with prolotherapy for neck pain and back pain. So if anyone has neck and back pain or neck pain, back pain, or both, you want to tune in next week and talk about when I talk about a great treatment for those called prolotherapy. So for now, again, we've talked about great ways to improve your health with vitamin D, which is an incredibly easy way to dramatically reduce your risk of cancer, improve your heart health, improve your bone health. DHEA, improve your immune system, improve your heart health, even improve your sexual health. Melatonin, everyone knows it as the sleep medication, but it's also a great for your mood. It's a great antioxidant. It also helps with your immune system and is great for headaches. So again, Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. If you want to talk to me right after the show, you can call 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call the office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com. And I look forward to working with you and helping your health, both for feeling great and long-term health, so that you feel good for both the short-term and long-term. And that's what good health and wellness are all about. I look forward to talking to you next week about prolotherapy for the neck and back. So again, Dr. Warren Slayton, 201-882-1500. Thank you.